Of course, they did get together to build that airport out there.
Yeah.
Which is nice, and you don't realize that it has the traffic it does because it's so large, you don't see it. And it's pretty easy to get around if they don't break their little subway. It's some kind of motorized outfit going from one station to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But about half the time they're out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about this expression. Talking about your clothes, let's say if you were trying on some clothes, you might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did. Well, I don't know. I haven't had much experience with that because I wear clothes that I bought 15 years ago.
Right.
So I'd say it was a good fit last year.
Or say if your old clothes are worn out and you need something, you need some more clothes to wear to church, you'd say you need to go downtown and buy you a
new suit.
Well, what about if a little boy kept cramming things in his pockets and he got until he got so much in it that his pockets began to...
We say his pockets bulged. That's what I would say.
Or what about if you're washing a shirt and you put it in water that was too hot for it, it likely...
Shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
We'd probably say shrunk up.
Yeah. Well, say if a young girl were getting ready to go out with a boy and she was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror...
We'd say, of course, the old expression is that she's primping. Of course, I don't know what to say now, but then back a few years back, they'd say she's primping.
Well, if a boy were doing the same thing, what would you say he was doing?
Well, we'd say he's trying to look nice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't use the feminine term on a boy primping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now today they might. So they crimp just about as much as a girl.
Yeah. Well, what about this thing that women use to carry around their things in?
Their handbag?
Handbag, or call it anything.
Or if you're traveling, they carry a tote bag along.
Mm-hmm.
But we call it a handbag. Of course, now earlier, I think they called them women's pocketbook. Because it had pockets in it. But now, for nice day. I'd use handbag.
What about purse?
Well, they do. I hadn't thought about purse. Of course, usually we'd refer to purse, I would, the small purse that goes inside of the handbag.
The one that you might
change for.
Change, yeah. What do you call these things that women sometimes wear around their wrists?
You mean a bracelet?
Bracelet. And the thing that...
Necklace.
And what about the things that men wear over the shoulders?
I think you're going to ask me that. medallion. Don't they call them medallions? Now I know you take in England and you take some of they have medallions. If you're a mayor of the city, you have a mayor's medallion.
Oh, I see.
And
no,
then,
what I meant was the thing that you hold up your pants with.
Oh, now the English call them braces, we call them suspenders or galluses.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant a medallion.
Yeah, galluses is that used as frequently as suspenders?
Well, that was used earlier because, you know, most everybody back in the earlier days wore galluses.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on when we got more sophisticated we called them suspenders, and then the English come along and called them braces.
Braces. Makes as much sense, I suppose.
I guess so.